You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
As the man said, they will know that we are Christians by our love.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, give us faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may accept your forgiveness and have life. By that faith, give us love, a heart to care, and hands to do for others. Give us your Spirit and the fruits of your Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Give us life that is real in your Son and our Savior, Jesus. Amen. After World War II, care packages became very well known. They contained articles of food and clothing for people in areas of desperate need, and they helped those people to keep alive. The term care package has, in the course of time, taken on new meanings. Today, a care package may refer to something a college student receives from home. It continues to represent a gift from someone who cares. The greatest care package in the whole history of the world contained a gift that St. Paul described as indescribable, ineffable, and to use an old word from the King James Bible, unspeakable. That doesn't mean that it is bad. It is good. It is altogether good. It is good beyond words. St. Paul said, thanks to God for his unspeakable gift. The gift was and is God's own Son. God wrapped his love in a person, the person of his Son, who became a man, one of us. God's Son stepped out of eternity into time, walked on the face of this earth, taught and healed people, comforted and forgave them, and finally died for the sins of all men and women everywhere. He died even for the sins of boys and girls. He rose again from the dead, and he is alive. He lives. He lives not just in our memory or our gratitude. He really lives more than anyone else. He is alive. He is among us today. He is in these words that I speak to you today. They call for faith. Faith in him. Faith in Jesus Christ is faith in God. There is no God other than the one who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of the world and raised that Son from the dead by his own glory and power. The world is unchanged. Today it is more than ever apparent that the world cannot save itself. No matter how hard it tries, the world is always headed into a mess of its own making. This is not pessimism. It is fact. The world has not changed, and God has not changed. He still cares. You see that in Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. God still wraps his love in his Son, and he sends that good news forth in people who have faith in his Son. I guess you could say that he wraps his love also in those people, the ones who are his sons and daughters by faith in Jesus Christ. They are people like you and me, made alive, if we are alive at all, by a living faith in the living Son of the living God. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you are probably very much like other people, but you have something, a great plus, that comes to everyone who has experienced the power of the Spirit of God and has come to have faith in Jesus Christ. The power of the Spirit induces people to accept the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ. The power of the Spirit turns people from hatred and envy and selfishness to kindness, selflessness, and love. All are gifts of God's Spirit, and they all come quite naturally from faith in Jesus Christ. What kind of gifts does God give to people who have faith in Jesus Christ? St. Paul had a list. The fruit of the Spirit, he said, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. I know some women who call themselves Lutheran Braille workers. They train themselves to do all kinds of wonderful things in Braille for blind people. They pay for that training themselves. They do it because they want to. They are not a few. They are all over. They give of themselves, and they send their work to anyone who wants it. I've always admired that kind of thing, human as it is, because it is the evidence of God's Spirit working in the hearts of real people. These women are care packages, and they send their care packages to people all over the world. The fruit of the Spirit, said St. Paul, the evidence of God's life in human hearts, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. People get that way not by the law, which tells them that they have to do this or that. They get it from sheer love, the love of God himself. It isn't so much that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be a substitutionary sacrifice for our sins. God is moving all kinds of people in all kinds of ways to let his love reach into human hearts and lives. A friend of mine asked some people in his congregation how they experienced some help in some special way from someone else. Here are some of the answers they gave. One said, "When I had a health problem, my family and friends spoke to me about God's love, and above all, they listened when I needed them." Another said, "People told me that they prayed for me. They helped me in this way, both physically and spiritually." Still another said, "When I was unhappy, a person invited me to church. This was a turning point in my life." A fourth said, "When I was depressed, someone told me about Jesus and how much he cares about me. That day, I asked Jesus into my life, and nothing has been the same ever since." Please note how these care packages came and what they contained. Friends and family talked to me about the love of God. They listened. They prayed for me. They told me so. They invited me to worship. People told me how much Jesus cares for me. This same man asked the young people in his congregation to mention anything they had done during the past week to show how they care for people. He was surprised and pleased to see how many of them had sent a care package during that week. "I helped someone with a project," said one. Another, "I helped with cooking at our house when my mother was sick." Still another, "A lady across the street was not feeling well. I went over to her house and asked her how she was doing." A fourth said, "I helped a neighbor with garden work and cut the grass for him." A fifth said, "A friend was depressed. She felt no one cared for her. Her parents yelled at her. Kids at school made fun of her. I said to her, 'I love you. So does God. And I think your parents do too. What more can you ask if God loves you?'" I know this might sound silly to some of you, and maybe even strange to others. It's not the way you do things. You have got to be hard to get along in this hard world of ours. So you think. Actually, caring is the stuff of which real life is made. It's the little things that count. When you analyze them, you realize they're not so little after all. They're very complex. They're like the roots of a tree that reaches out in every direction. One glance, the tone of one's voice, a word you say or don't say, can have profound effect on the lives of people. "Bear one another's burdens," said St. Paul, "and so fulfill the law of Christ." If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. Each man will have to bear his own load. St. Paul was not a dreamer. He knew the heavy hand of God, which our world feels so much these days. He also knew something which he had to learn the hard way. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. A man left a suicide note which said, I've been sick for 5 days. No one has phoned or inquired. No one cares whether I live or die. No one cares. A family suffered the loss of a son in a tragic accident. It all seemed so senseless and cruel. People who called fumbled for words which could give the family comfort. There were words about God's love and about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were meaningful, and they carried their own power. Many of the people started by saying, I don't know what to say. Looking back on the experience of those days of searching and sorrow, the mother said, We got a lot of comfort from the people who came, even if they couldn't say anything or felt what they had to say didn't mean much. They were there because they came. I knew they cared, and that gave me strength. The greatest gift you can give someone is to visit him. It may not seem like much to you, but it's probably the greatest thing you can do. The gifts of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. None of them filters down through the air or grows on bushes or springs from the sea. They aren't always communicated by words. They come wrapped up in people. God's greatest gifts come wrapped up in people. The gift of God came to you in the person of His Son. You are God's care package to other people. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control don't just happen. They are learned. I'm still learning. You don't have to be ashamed to admit that you have a lot to learn, too. Goodness is learned. Very often from people who have learned what it is to be good. They are not goody-goodies. They are good. They had to learn that. And so do we. People who have learned how to take suffering can help others who are in the same predicament. It comes through when people have learned from God Himself, whose ears heard the cry that day from His well-beloved and obedient Son, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? A father in North Dakota, whose son was killed in a tractor accident, was guilt-ridden because he had asked his son to drive the tractor that day. He was put in touch with another father who had gone through the same feelings a few years earlier and understood how it feels. Through their conversation, the bereaved and guilty father found healing, as his newfound friend had discovered healing, with confidence in God that he knows what he is doing. One became a care package to the other. God's forgiveness is real, for real people with real guilt feelings about something that they could have done better or differently. St. Paul said the fruits of the Spirit all come together to produce a willingness to get under another person's burden and to help him. The remarkable thing is that bearing one another's burdens, we help someone else eventually to bear his own load. That's the idea of the care package, to help someone get on his feet and walk again. In time of grief or sickness or bereavement, neighbors come in to cook for the family which is in sorrow. Friends and relatives ask if they may do some telephoning, letter writing, laundry, or whatnot. People go out of their way to help, knowing that the burden the grieving family is bearing is so heavy that it might crush them if they had everything else to do besides. So in love, relatives, friends, and neighbors try to lift part of the burden and carry it for them, not with the intention of doing it forever. They do not want to create dependence, but to help people to be independent again. When the family becomes responsible again for its own meals, its own phone communications, its own laundry, each one bears his own load. But the care package of help in time of need is very important. Jesus Christ spent a lot of time with the hungry and the sick. He talked with people whom others shunned. He did what religious people were often not willing to do. Jesus showed that He cared. This is God. Make no mistake about it. He is the defender of the widows and the fatherless. Hardness does not impress him. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control do. They are the gifts he gives. The Spirit is in those who do them. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. A teenage boy told his mother recently, "At my school, it seems that some of my teachers don't even know I exist." A man told a friend of mine recently, "This man has known me for 4 years. I've been introduced to him several times during that time, but he still has not bothered to find out my name." You fathers and mothers, you doctors and lawyers, you business and laboring people, you government officials, you teachers and nurses, you boys and girls, where can you find a better place to be a care package from God than right where you are? The prophet wrote of Jesus Christ that he would bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. He got under the load of sin and removed it from everyone that it would not crush or destroy. He took sin out of the way, put it aside forever, and freed people to live by faith in God, not weighed down by the burden, but free to face life with squared shoulders and head held high. He's God's care package to you, delivered from God himself. Jesus Christ was delivered for our offenses and raised again from the dead to put us right with God. Now go with him and be put right with God. Go with Jesus Christ, my friend, and be a care package from God to our desperate and desolate world. Take an interest in people. Start with your family and go on to your friends. Reach out to people whom you've never met before. Don't be afraid. They need to know the love of God, and you're the one to bring his love to them. You've been elected. It's God's earnest wish that you have faith in his son, Jesus Christ. You are elected through that faith to be his care package, his love wrapped in your person to a world that's lonely and hungry for love. As the man said, they will know we are Christians by our love. Amen.